Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show, playing a little Walk the West before his time, before Will Healy's time. They're such young pups. It's 5 o'clock hour, brought to you by Chattanooga Trailer and Rental, which knows that if your business depends on your equipment, you need it serviced to where it can be dependable each and every day. That's why you can depend on Chattanooga Trailer and Rental for quality service and the right parts. And if you're in need of newer quality used trailers, then Chattanooga Trailer and Rental has one of the largest truck bed and trailer inventories in the entire Southeast. Since 1974, Chattanooga Trailer and Rental has been taking care of their customers like family. For more information, see Chattanooga Trailer. Well, folks, if you are just tuning in, we are bringing on Will Healy, the former UTC assistant coach, former Boyd Buchanan quarterback, who, of course, had great success at Austin Peay, now in his first year in Charlotte. We started this about a month ago when his 49ers were 2-5. Since then, they hadn't lost. They are 5-5, and man, do they have a biggie tomorrow against the Marshall Thundering Herd. Will, thank you so much for joining us. I think my favorite part about this weekend is you've never had anything easy in your coaching career, period. I mean, you inherited a program that had a 16-game losing streak. Everybody knows what's at stake here. One more win and you're bowl eligible, but you've got to do it against a Marshall team that's won like four or five in a row, nearly knocked off Boise State at the beginning of the year. Hey, it is what it is, isn't it?
Well, I mean, do we need anything else? I guess that the odds have been stacked against me for a long time, and I think tomorrow is no different.
How has the team? I mean, they know what's at stake, but they also know they're playing a very good opponent. How have you kind of balanced that? What's out there and what's immediate?
Yeah, I don't ever know if it's the right way or not. The first time you go through it, but. I mean, I addressed it all. On Monday, whenever they came in, I said, all right, what are the distractions this week? It's supposed to pour down rain tomorrow. The head coach that was fired here a year ago is the defensive coordinator at Marshall. The six wins at senior day, bowl eligible for the first time in school history, all of those, most wins in school history. All of those things are on the line the next 2 weeks, and let's get them out there. I know you're hearing them because I am too. So, how do we combat that? And what have we done over the last 3 or 4 weeks that has made us successful? And let's get back to it. And they've responded really well. Obviously, a really good football team. You're right. Had a chance to beat Boise and has won five in a row. Beat Louisiana Tech last week, who was 8-1. They beat them 31-10. So they're really good. They got athletes like they always do. So it'll be a really tough game. But our guys have done what I've asked them to do this week.
You brought up the uniqueness of Brad Lambert, and we have Jim Donnan on every Thursday. And I remember Brad when he was an assistant under Donnan at UGA in the late 90s. He recruited a lot of players that you coach right now. How do you have any kind of relationship with Brad, and how weird do you think that'll be? And I guess you'll have a lot of players maybe that want to see him before the game and just shake his hand and then try to beat him.
Yeah, when you look at our roster, we probably as a staff only brought in, 10 guys. So you got 117 that are on your roster, and 10 of them are guys that we've recruited. Now with the early signing period, when you have a coaching change, you can handle it one or two ways. You can take the commitments that the last staff had, or you can drop them all and start new. And for us, it was about 3 days before signing day, so we kept all the commitments. So, yeah, there's a unique relationship that Brad had with all of these guys. I know they loved him. They appreciated him. He did a great job. And I'm sure it's more weird for him than probably it is our players, being in the building that you built. And being in the opposing locker room and trying to beat the guys that you recruited, I'm sure that's different. At some point in time, I'm sure I'll get fired and I'll be going through the same thing. But, I think that when the ball's kicked, all of that goes away and it's who has the better day. So, Emily and I were talking about it last night, just how different that would be as a coach to be in that situation.
You're listening to Will Healy, the first-year coach of the Charlotte 49ers, who are 5-5 going into their game tomorrow against Marshall. A win by Charlotte would give them six wins, not only bowl eligibility, it would make this the winningest team in Charlotte football history. You're listening to Will here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, the Vegas prop bet odds have Club Lit with Healy with a shirt off as the prohibitive favorite. I put $100 that after the win and getting bowl eligibility, Healy with his pants off in Club Lit. Do I have any chance at that?
I am going straight Lee Corso and putting the Norm the Niner hat on if we win tomorrow. So I don't care if it's got to be butt naked. I'm sure our players would probably not play if they thought that was going to happen. But, yeah, I mean, whatever it takes, I'll do it. I promise you that.
All right, Coach. You've ridden a whole lot of roller coasters on this, and it feels like you've become kind of a little bit of an architect on the rebuild or the reconstruction or the redirection or whatever reword I can come up with next. Is there a secret to this? Is there some sort of something you fall back on, or is it just every situation's different and you just kind of got to ride with it?
Emily asked me the other day, she said, is every job you take going to have to be a rebuild? And I was like, yeah, it probably is. I think the biggest thing is hiring right. I really do. I think it's surrounding yourself with people who have your back. And Mike London told me whenever I got the job at Austin Peay, he said, surround yourself with people who won't let you fail. And I think that's really important. You know, you can get into this mindset of I gotta make a splash hire. I got to hire a guy who's been there, done that, or you know, and you don't surround yourself with big names, but not necessarily friends of yours and guys that have your back. I think that's the biggest thing, because you're going to screw up wherever you go. And I mean, I've screwed up plenty of times here and made some dumb decisions and learned from it. But if you don't have guys in those meeting rooms that believe in you and are selling your vision, then you're fighting an uphill battle. You're going to go through the stuff in year one that is, and I've talked to Rusty a bunch about this at Chattanooga. You're going to inherit different people that maybe didn't pick you. You're going to inherit a team that didn't pick you. So you have to have a staff that did pick you. And I think that's been the key to our success at both places.
Coach, we appreciate your philosophy. We appreciate your wisdom. It's great beyond your years. Are you nervous for tomorrow?
A weird nervous, like just you don't know what to expect kind of nervous. I mean, obviously, it's the first time for everybody involved in this program to be in this situation. I mean, I get nervous before all of them, but this one's just a little different. You know, it's senior day, and these seniors have been really, really good to me. Obviously, all the different circumstances that surround it with, you know, it's the biggest game in program history and all of those things. That doesn't really get to me. You know, you try to eliminate some of that hype. It's just you want to play well at home, and you've had an off week. You want to make sure that you play better than we did the last time after an off week. And I am nervous, but I'm confident, and I know who we're going up against, and I know how tall of a task it'll be, but our guys are ready.
Other than health and family, what are you thankful for?
You asked me this the other day, and I didn't send you anything back. I'm a bad person for this. I apologize. You know what? The coolest part about my job is that I get a chance as a guy from Ootowall, Tennessee, with a mom and a dad that gave me everything I could ever ask for, to be around a bunch of young men from every different demographic, you know, every different philosophy, religion, whatever it is, belief that you can imagine, and have an opportunity to develop a relationship and try to make a difference, you know, and try to teach things bigger than football and hope that they're a really good husband and father whenever they leave. I don't know another thing. I mean, the church is the most segregated area of the United States right now.
Amen.
I can't name another thing that brings people of all races and religions together, like athletics and in particular football. So really cool part about my job. That's why it makes it the best profession in the country. And I'm really thankful for that.
You also have a little one that doesn't care whether you win or lose. He's just happy to see you.
Two of them,
yeah.
The nine-month-old is saying dad-da, which Emily is not happy about. She wishes there was a mama in there every once in a while. And the 5-year-old, all he wants to do is do the floss and dance on the tiger paw in the middle of Clemson Stadium and play putt-putt there. So, yeah, life goes on. And talked to the staff about that a bunch. We got some great wives that are married to some of our coaches, and I got an unbelievable one. And at the end of the day, you can't make their life miserable just because you lost the football game.
All right, the health of your team. This was one of these unique years where everybody had 2 open dates. Is this one of these deals? Do you have the healthiest roster or as healthy a roster as you've had all year going into tomorrow's game?
You know, we needed it because the guys that we lost, I mean, we lost guys for the season really early, some all-conference players very early. But we just had a bunch of offensive and defensive linemen that were banged up and really needed an extra week. So, I think we're healthy. We're fresh. We look like we're running pretty well. And again, I learned from the first time we had the off week what this team was capable of going through, how much of a mental and physical break they really needed. And I think we handled it a little bit better, and we're a little bit more fresh than we were the last time we did it.
You had a goalpost game at Austin Peay. If you win tomorrow, is it a goalpost game?
I don't know if it'll be a goalpost game because these things are pretty – they'd be pretty hard to bring down. The ones at Austin Peay were already leaning over towards you anyway. It was one of the peas and it wasn't you.
Would you walk over there and sneeze on it, Coach? Hey, look at that thing. It fell right over.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And, I mean, I'm being dead serious. It was – Some unique V's that you had a little extra room at the top if you miss a little left. But I would imagine there would be some fans on the field, and that would be a welcomed addition.
Awesome. Well, listen, you got a whole studio in here. We're going to be loud pulling for you. So, Will, listen, as always, congratulations on what you've accomplished. Pull them through tomorrow. People are giving you a little bit of a chance, but that's you. That's you ever since you've been in coaching. You've been fighting the uphill battle, and you've had a lot of success. And, man, that would be really, really cool to be talking about a win this time next week.
Appreciate you guys. It'll be a fun day, and pulling for the Mocs. Rusty's done a heck of a job.
He has.
And so let's hope that we both have big days tomorrow.
That sounds great. Will Healy, thank you so much. The coach of the Charlotte 49ers, who has his team 1 win away from the first bowl in their program's history. 648-1051. Got time for maybe a real quick phone call. Then we got to wrap this booger up with the closing Full Court Press. Back with our final segment of the show, final segment of the week, here on ESPN 105.1, The Zone.